9 News Bronco Insider, Mike Kliss, is presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. He joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys.
All right. Well, what's the latest, Michael? I mean, is this game going to happen? We're on track for the. Give us the latest breakdown here on the New England game.
It was crazy on Sunday, I'll tell you, but it's been a peaceful and calm since then. So yes, right now the game is on. It'll be 17 days between games for the Broncos, virus permitting, and you know New England says. You know, it's not an outbreak there, that they have the protocols in place at their building, that they just had to, you know, kind of get their guys in order as far as outside the building. And so hopefully that's the case. They had the fourth player test positive early Sunday morning, late Saturday night, and that's what caused the postponement again. And, you know, now they'll have Cam back, and they'll have Stephon Gilmore back, and the Broncos will probably, but not certainly, have Drew Lock back at quarterback this week.
The Patriots being the Patriots, you have to take everything that happens with them and wonder. Has there been any talk, any whispers of the idea that they used these positive tests or somehow? used what's going on to be able to back this game up to make sure that they had Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore.
No, I had not heard that. There was some, you know, when they moved it from Sunday to Monday, this was the first delay. That one day movement was going to make Cam eligible. And, you know, there was some conspiracy theories going on there. But, you know, I think the Broncos were also hearing that because Cam was just coming off of COVID and had no practice and, you know, was going to get cleared Sunday night to play Monday, that he was not going to start in that game or play in that game. You'll never know with Belichick, but they were going to go forward with Stidham. But no, this COVID is too serious to mess with. And really, it's the league. I would say in following this story, the league makes these decisions, not the Patriots. It's Dr. Alan Sills that calls everything. And, you know, the one time they moved it back from Sunday to Monday, they had to wait for Dr. Sills to get out of surgery. He was in surgery in the morning. They informed the Broncos at 8 o'clock in the morning that the game probably would be pushed back a day. And, but they had to wait for Dr. Sills to get out of surgery before it became official. And, at first the Broncos were told Cam would not be able to play by moving it to Monday. Then they were told he would be. And, then it all became moot on Sunday morning when they had to push the game back even further.
Mike, tell me, you know, as you look at this football team and you look at what Vic said yesterday, just about finding out about the whiners and the complainers and the guys losing their bye week and guys, you know, talking about it on Twitter. Mike and I mean, I love Vic's response. I thought that was the right response. I mean, this is unprecedented times, man. You got to deal with it. But I love the way Vic handled that. How did that go off in the locker room and how did guys feel about Vic's response? Because there's a lot of national people that lambasted him for it, but I loved it. What say you about that?
Yes, the national guys took it out of context. He used a word that they're talking about he was in a weird way happy that this happened because it will kind of call out the whiners and complainers. He was talking about the inconveniences of COVID, not COVID itself. They were wrong in that. And from what I understand, those national people are going to apologize for taking Vic out of context for that. The players came out and complained about losing the bye week. That was before Vic sent them the message in a team meeting that day at 8:15. This was Sunday we're talking about. That was before Vic sent the message to his players through the media with those comments that you talked about. You know, Vic's own daughter has contracted COVID, and he was very worried for her. There was 3 or 4 days where she had some extreme fatigue and was really battling the virus. And she came out of it. But, you know, Vic is, you know, he is, the virus is very personal to him. He understands what this is about. It's very serious. But he was talking about, you know, people complaining about the inconveniences, and we all have. You know, I've got to figure out today whether to test after I'm done with this or if I should get a workout in first and then go test. You know, these are silly little inconveniences that everyone has to go through. But in the grand scheme of things, I agreed with Fangio's message. Shut up, deal with it, adjust, and, you know, continue on with the job at hand.
Good advice.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mike, very much.
All right, guys.
Mike Liss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.